Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 10th of August, 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My full name is Gareth John Risborough. I'm 27 at the moment, and I'm from New Zealand, currently residing in London, though.
And how are you doing today?
Yeah, cool. Cool, thanks. Yeah.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Just through the media, it's had quite a lot of coverage, especially in the free papers, though, right at the start. I was just messing around on the internet last night and come across your website, so, yeah, and here I am.
Okay. And what initially inspired you to kind of get involved in the project?
Boredom, really. You know how it could be on the internet. Like, I think it's quite a cool thing that's happening, and it's a good thing to get involved with, I think. Not that I have any specific motivation through conviction or anything, but yeah, it's just something that not many people can get to do in their lifetime, I suppose. Stand up there, so yeah.
And what are your ideas for your hour?
I don't know. I've got a few newspapers. Yeah, that's about it. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Mm. And have you been following the project so far?
Not intensely, like just if it pops up in front of me, then yeah, I'll take a look, but yeah, I haven't actively been, to be honest.
Yeah. And can I ask you a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I've been living in Britain for 5 years now, working in pubs. I'm currently managing a pub just across the road there near Charing Cross. Yeah, me and my girlfriend have got a baby on the way, so that's quite cool. Really excited about that. Yeah, just mooching along, really. Yeah.
And can I ask a little bit about you said you're from New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm a Kiwi, yeah.
Your Kiwi heritage?
Well, I'm actually half British. My mum's family immigrated to New Zealand 50-odd years ago. But my mum was born in London, so yeah, I do identify myself with the British people. But the other half of my family, yeah, we're true blue Kiwis, really proud of that. Yeah, it's a good place to grow up. I really enjoyed living over there, but sort of, I got to about 20 and I wasn't really enthused about doing much there. You know, it's all sort of outdoorsy lifestyle and I'm not really into that. So yeah, I popped over here. I was originally only going to stop here for a little while, but that's turned into 5 years now, and I'll probably stay for a bit longer with my family now. So yeah, but I definitely actively encourage anyone to go out to New Zealand and have a look. It's an awesome place. Yeah, really nice.
And how does your time back in New Zealand compare to however long you've spent over in the UK?
Different. Definitely different. Like, for the most part, my time in New Zealand, I was just taken up with education. That was a really important thing throughout my upbringing. My parents were just, yeah, pretty hard on that, to be honest. And then after that, I didn't really do much until I came over here. I feel like I'm experiencing a lot more life over here. Different things. There's more culture over here, that's for sure. A lot more history, which interests me. Yeah, definitely different.
Yeah. And what do you do at the moment? You said you manage a pub?
Yeah. Well, I'm currently assistant manager of a nice pub across the road, just near Charing Cross Station. Yeah, it's pretty full-on work. It can be tough. You know, you get all sorts of people through your doors, but it's really rewarding seeing people enjoying their time there. It's not something that I really had an ambition to do, run a pub, work in a pub, but I just sort of fell into it when I got over here. It's easy work to get into for us Kiwis, and just sort of stopped there. So that's going to be me for a little while, I think. Yeah. Hoping to get my own place sometime, but yeah, we'll see.
And how long have you been working in this particular pub?
I've been there since I moved to London, so last February I came to London. Yeah, I've been in that one pub since then. So, yeah.
And what is it about the way pubs are run that you kind of enjoy immersing yourself in?
That's a hard question. I just like it all from the top to the bottom, really. I'm a bit of a geek, so I enjoy the paperwork and roses and stuff like that. But the day to day stuff, getting people drunk and making them have a good time in your place, that's what I really really enjoy. So, yeah.
Is it quite arduous work?
Physically, probably, yes. Especially in our place where it's sort of set over a couple of floors, so you're constantly up and down. But it doesn't really extend oneself on a day-to-day basis, I don't think. So long as you can chat with people and relate to people, then I think you're doing well, really.
And across, I mean, within Europe, I think the drinking culture kind of varies quite a lot from country to country. Do you think, if you compare it from, well, New Zealand and the UK, is it quite similar?
It really is. I think New Zealand takes a lot of the way we do things from the British, for obvious reasons. But, yeah, we definitely have some sort of, the media talk about this binge drinking culture. And that goes on a lot in New Zealand as well. We don't really drink throughout the week. But at the weekends, yeah, we make up for it, you know. Yes, it's pretty similar to Britain, really.
Yeah. What do you think about the binge culture in England, and how does it affect your pub?
It pays my wages, mate, really. It's not really a good thing. To be honest, we're more of a, I don't like to say old man's pub, but, you know, we serve pints of bitter and we're a bit more chilled out. We don't have sort of doof-doof music going on. But... yeah, we do get some kids from Heaven. Heaven's just across the road from our pub, so we get a few of them in at the weekend, and it can get quite messy. Obviously, we just have to stay on our toes. Westminster Council, they're really, really harsh on licensing laws and protecting people, even if they don't want to protect themselves. So it can be quite tough, you know, explaining to someone that maybe they've had a bit too much to drink for them to be in the place where they are. But it's all part of the job, really. So, yeah. But at the end of the day, you've got to sell beer, you know. It is a legal thing, so yeah, you just got to be responsible about it, really. Yeah.
And have you always worked in the pub sector?
Since I've been over here. Back home, I was in the service industry. I was working in restaurants and cafes and stuff. I don't have any higher education, so it's easy work to get into. Yeah, since I've been in the UK 5 years, I've been working in pubs, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
And can I ask a little bit about your interests?
My interests, I really like rugby. Really, really like rugby. It's almost a religion for us Kiwis. I haven't played it for a while, which I miss, actually. I was actually going to look at getting into it again this year, but now with the baby on the way, the funds are a bit stretched. But that's sort of a long-term thing, try and get back into that. Yeah, it's just sports in general, but not really football. Not a big fan of football. I like to keep abreast of politics and what's going on in the world. Other than that, I enjoy a beer as well, to be honest. Yeah, so that's probably it.
And you said you got to London last year.
Mm.
What's your relationship with the city like?
Comfortable. Yeah, really comfortable. For a long time it was, like everyone says, it could be the friendliest place in the world, but the loneliest place as well. I didn't know anyone when I got here, so it was a bit tough for a little while. But yeah, once you get into it and get to experience everything it's got, I think it's really, really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you been following the project a bit?
This project, Fourth Plinth. Yeah. Like I said, when it pops up in my face, then yeah, I check it out. Obviously, I work just around the corner, so I try and come down and see what's going on up here. But yeah, that's about it as far as it goes.
And what do you think it's brought to the city?
Well, definitely to, like, Trafalgar Square is just something a little bit different. Not really too sure how visitors are taking it. Like if they're sort of, they're a bit weirded out by it maybe, but yeah, it just gives a bit of life to Trafalgar Square, really, amongst all these dead people. Yeah, no, it's cool, mate. Yeah.
And future-wise, how, I mean, long-term, are you wanting to stay in the UK? Or?
If you asked me 6 months ago, I would have said no, but obviously a baby on the way. Our baby's going to be half Polish, so England's probably a happy medium between Poland and New Zealand. Definitely in Europe, but for the time being, we'll probably stop in London for the next couple of years, yeah.
And do you want to ask where you met your partner, when you met her?
We worked together. We met each other not very much longer, not much before she got pregnant, actually. So we've known each other about a year. She's 8 months pregnant now. But yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's really good.
And she's from Poland. She's now living in the UK.
Yeah, she's Polish. She's been over here for 2 years now. She had the same thing. She was only going to come for a little while. Now, obviously, circumstances have overtaken plans. And yeah, but it's all okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to go back to your hour on the plinth, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I am a little bit nervous. I hope people don't expect too much from me. But yeah, I'm just going to chill out up there and just see what goes on, really. Just, yeah, it's just another viewpoint of London, really, being a bit higher up. Yeah, we'll see.
And are you wanting to engage with people?
Probably not. I've been doing that all day at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I say, I don't know.
Yeah.
See what happens, though.
How are you feeling about the live streaming?
That's okay. I don't mind that at all. I actually talked to my mum on the phone earlier on, and she said she'll try and look me up on the net. Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be cool. She hasn't seen me in a while, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, mate. Yeah.
So, is your whole family back in New Zealand?
Yeah, by and large. I do have a sister over here living in London at the moment. I've got an uncle who lives up in Hackney. But, pretty much everyone else is back home.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And is the move to the UK something that quite a lot of Kiwis do?
Yeah, it's almost part of what we do when we grow up. You know, a lot of people ask if there's anyone in New Zealand aged between sort of 18 and 24, because they all seem to be over here. But I think more and more people are just heading over to Oz, because there's a bit more money over there as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely something I was encouraged to do.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone in my family's done it. So.
What are the main reasons for that, for the move?
Just to experience a bit something a bit different, I think. A bit more culture, like I said. And I think it helps you grow up a bit more.
Yeah.
Let go of the apron strings, all that sort of stuff. So,
yeah.
And
with, just to go back to your pub, with this economic climate, how have you been finding it?
For a long time, we didn't really experience anything different. Now, we're finding we're selling the same amount of beer, just not as much food. So people just aren't. Well, I suppose they are still eating out, but they're being very, very choosy about where they eat. See, that's the major thing, but we're selling the same amount, if not more beer than we did last year. So, yeah, the money's still coming through the doors. There's still people about, you just got to be a bit more. Well, people are being a bit more discerning about where they spend their pound, is all. Yeah. But it's probably not as tough as community pubs up north or that are finding it. So I think we're lucky for that.
And has it picked up recently?
No. No. No, we're still in growth versus last year, but we're struggling to hit budget, to be honest. And I don't think we've had any upturn in the last sort of month or two, but hopefully it's soon. Hopefully it'll come soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I'm fine. Thank you very much.